So, I was having a little think today about how everyone's making lists because it's coming to the end of the year. So, I've decided to make my own list. It's not a festive list, however, it's things that I just did not need to see this year. The top 10 things I just, didn't need to see, and I did. Quite annoyed about it. Anyway, number 10 was the public jumping on the bandwagon and going crazy over a joke that they didn't even hear. I am, of course, referring to the whole Jonathan Ross Russell Brand fiasco. They made a joke on Russell Brand's radio show. However, it wasn't live, so really it was up to his producers if they wanted to put it on air or not, and they did. So it should be them that got into trouble, not the comedians who have been sacked. And it's just ridiculous. And only about two people, apparently, that heard the show complained. Everyone else that complained didn't really know the whole story. They just thought, oh, everyone else is doing this. It's outrageous. I'll give them a call. Shocking. At number nine, we've got adverts with depressed talking animals. You know the ones I mean, and the ones where Winifred gets bullied by all the other dogs, so you should sponsor her this Christmas. Stop making me cry while I'm trying to eat my dinner. I don't need this. And they always put them on at tea time. Don't like it. Number eight is Britney Spears. I just do not want to see her anywhere. Full stop. Number seven, any movie starring Brendan Fraser. If you don't know who he is, give him a Google. He was in Bedazzled, and he's now in this film Inkheart, where if you read the book, it comes to life. It actually looks quite good. It's got a unicorn in, but it's got him in. I will not be going to see it. At number six, I don't want to see yet another zombie or lethal virus movie. We've had 28 days later, 28 months later, or weeks later, or whatever it is. The Big Brother thing that was on this year, what was it called again? Can't even remember. It was that bad. We've just had so many things like that. I Am Legend. They're good to begin with. The very first time I saw 28 Days Later, I thought, oh wow, what an interesting idea. No, just stop it. It's gone too far now. Number five, Madonna in a leotard. How old is Madonna? Like 50. She's got a cracking body for her age, but we just don't want to see that much of her. Cover up, love. Number four, that film with all the birds. What's it called? The Birds. Apparently, that was meant to be getting remade, and it didn't come out this year. So I'm quite glad that I didn't see that, because I'm scared of birds now. Not seen the original, but I might have to. It does scare me. I'm scared of pigeons. At number three, Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love. Don't want to see that. I don't know who came up with the title for that song, but Bleeding Love. Yuck. Number two, another X Factor Christmas number one. As I've mentioned before, I think it's terrible that they become Christmas number one just because they have a temporary fan base of everyone that watched the show, even though their song isn't Christmassy at all. The song that will be number one this year, probably, Alexandra Burke with Hallelujah. Now, Hallelujah is a brilliant song, but it's not Christmassy. No, stop it. Don't buy it. And number one, the things I just did not want to see this year, has to be Kerry Katona getting all her bits cut up. Did anyone else see that? The show where she just basically got loads of surgery. That was horrible. I did not need to see that at all. So that's a list of things that I just did not want to see this year, but unfortunately did.